Hey, good morning, the lovely Christy.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Andy.
Morning, Mike.
Hey, hope everybody's doing well in beautiful Sioux Falls today. We start off with a pop quiz question. Here you go. Major League Baseball All-Star Game is this week with a tribute to Yankee Derek Jeter, who is retiring this year. What will be one of Derek Jeter's main business ventures when he retires? His own line of underwear, his own sports drink, his own baseball computer game. Answer in just a minute. Regarding LeBron James going back to Cleveland, the New York Post had a great headline on the front page of Saturday's paper. Took up the whole paper. The headline simply said, "Home, James." I love it. Another New York Post headline you have to hear about. It's about a New York detective agency that specializes in catching cheating spouses and disabled fraud. But they catch these people by investigating only from the sky. New York Post headline simply screened the company's name, Sherlock Drones. Boy, how life has changed. Love Nuggets, Cameron Diaz is dating musician Benji Madden. You know, Benji Madden has over 200 tattoos. That hurts just thinking about it. Benji is also Nicole Richie's brother-in-law. Hey, I don't want you to read anything into the fact that Justin Timberlake was at an all-night party on Saturday night in New York without his wife, Jessica Biel, hanging out with Katy Perry and Selena Gomez. Nothing going on that's wrong between Justin and Jessica. She just wasn't there. They're fine. Is it true there's trouble in paradise between Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey and their marriage? Stay tuned. You know, I was thinking about diverse actresses and actresses in Hollywood. And to me, the most diverse actress in Hollywood is Sally Field. You like her?
Yeah, I do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, in the film Punchline, it was made back in 1988, Sally played Tom Hanks' girlfriend. 5 years later, in Forrest Gump, plays Tom Hanks' mother. That's a pretty big change in just 5 years. I really like her a lot. There is a betting line regarding the plea deal that Justin Bieber cut last week with the $20,000 damage that he did to his neighbor's home. Bieber agreed to 1 year formal probation. If the Bieber gets into any trouble in the next year, he does 18 months in jail. Now, the line isn't if he violates. The line is when he violates. Over-under line is 5 months. I'll take the under. I can't imagine him going all summer without getting into some kind of trouble. And it appears that Neil Young, Beyonce, and Katy Perry, all three, will cancel their upcoming tours, their concerts in Israel because of the violence there. All three are scheduled to play there in the next 30 days. And Derek Jeter, one of his main businesses when he gets out of baseball, is going to be his own underwear line, his own sports drink, or his own baseball computer game.
Underwear.
Sports drink.
You know, all the women are saying underwear. I don't know if that's hopeful, wishful thinking or... But you're right. It is underwear. There you go. Have a great day. We'll do it tomorrow from Hollywood. See ya.